USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Crews are checking out damages to cracked and burned buildings, crumpled roads, leaking water and gas lines, and more infrastructure problems after the largest earthquake Southern California has seen in 20 years. The 7.1 magnitude quake was felt all over most of California and into Nevada and Mexico. Robert Sanders is with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says there's probably more coming.
We expect to see numerous aftershocks continue for the days and weeks following this event, and there is a 10% chance that there will be another event of a similar or larger magnitude as this one, whereas there is a more likely event of a magnitude 6 earthquake, aftershock from the 7.1, and then more magnitude 5s and 4s as the weeks progress.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Officials in Plantation, Florida say more than 20 people have been hurt in a huge explosion in a shopping plaza. The fire department blames gas. Deputy Chief Joel Gordon.
We've pretty much completed the search for victims. We believe we've located just about everyone. We are doing what's called a secondary search in the condensed area in the center of the where the explosion appears to be.
The explosion demolished a vacant restaurant, leaving behind only part of its metal frame. The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into whether Delta Airlines violated FAA rules about promoting safety when President Trump's pick to lead the agency was in charge of Delta's flight operations. The FAA probe grew out of allegations by a Delta pilot that the airline retaliated against her for raising safety concerns. Stephen Dixon is facing criticism from Senate Democrats over his initial failure to disclose his involvement in the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A former vice president encourages supporters to look at the present and future, but not at the past. USA Network's Rick Vincent has more.
Democratic hopeful Joe Biden, addressing supporters in Sumter, South Carolina, defends his record on the issue of race.
When I talk about the Obama years, my opponents talk about its ancient history. When others talk about something I said in the 70s, they talk about it like yesterday. Kind of strange, isn't it? I know the history of this country. I'm amazed how far we've come, but I know how much further we have to go and what we're capable of doing.
The former vice president has said he was caught off guard and wasn't prepared for Senator Harris's attack on his record on racial issues and busing in the first Democratic debates.
According to a new study, the suicide rate in the U.S. is continuing to climb. USA's John Clements reports.
Those who identify as American Indian had the highest increase among all the groups that were studied. Sally Curtin is an analyst with the CDC.
American Indians in 2017, both males and females, had the highest suicide rate of all groups. Second were non-Hispanic white males and females. But we also found that American Indians had the greatest percent increases. For the females, the rate more than doubled. And for the male American Indians, the rate went up by 71%.
Curtin tells us about the findings she found troubling in the overall report.
Since the turn of the 21st century, the suicide rate has increased 33%.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.